Thanks very much, Mark. Snow, yikes.
Lower by the lake.
Catherine Landfer is in for John Hockenberry. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey.
And we're going to move to Arizona, where authorities in Phoenix say Mexico's violent drug war has jumped the border. The number of violent kidnappings in the city and the surrounding area has spiked, with 266 reported kidnappings, according to an investigation by CBS News. That number actually could be three times as high, reportedly, because so many of these kidnappings go unreported. And officials say most of those kidnapped and held for ransoms of up to $1 million are part of the criminal underworld themselves. For more on the story, we go now to Mark Moran, the news director of KJZZ in Phoenix. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So explain to us what law enforcement officials are saying is happening.
Well, it's complicated. I mean, for years, Phoenix has been kind of a hotbed of smuggling. In the old days, it used to be a nod and a wink in terms of illegal immigrants being smuggled across the border by smugglers known here as coyotes, who take money once you're smuggled across the border, and you go off and do your thing if you're an immigrant coming in undocumented, and the coyotes go back across the border and bring their next load. Well, as the border security has tightened in Phoenix and Texas and other border states, it's gotten a lot harder to smuggle not only people, but drugs across the border. So obviously the stakes are higher, the prices are higher, the level of danger goes way up. And what you have evolving is a turf war among these coyotes or these smugglers who say, well, this is my route. This is where I smuggle my immigrants, or this is where I smuggle my drugs. And to prove it, if you try to get onto my turf, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to kidnap members of your family. It goes beyond that, too, in terms of just the level of money involved.
The numbers here are shocking. 266 reported kidnappings in Phoenix, and that's just the reported number.
Right. The number is, don't pay any attention to the numbers. It's sort of like the guy behind the curtain. You never really know how many bodies are out in the desert. You don't know. And the police will tell you that kind of off the record. We don't know how bad this problem is, but we know it's a bad problem because we've got specific task forces designed to deal specifically with it. But to give you an idea of how serious these guys are about their turf, there was one instance, and I know there's been instances all over the country actually now of some of these drug cartels, but they will... You'll be a known smuggler, and there'll be another smuggler who knows who you are, and maybe he'll decide that he wants this turf badly enough, or just wants your cash badly enough that you've gotten from the people that you've smuggled, the drugs that you've sold, that someone from his gang will kidnap a family member of the other guy's gang or cartel and demand ransom of up to $1 million. And so it's whether or not they actually have the person or not, there's also these virtual kidnappings where they'll call and say, hey, I've got your wife here. No, I'm not going to put her on the phone. You're going to have to believe me, and I'm going to kill her if you don't give me $500,000, and you know where to meet me. So there is no border in this drug war anymore. It's just sort of a region. But it's very serious, and the stakes are very high, and so are the dollars.
Mark, is it fair to say this is spilling over from Mexico, where they have seen a skyrocketing murder rate? Over 3,000 people have been killed there this year, and they're attributing it to these drug gangs fighting over control of smuggling routes into California, Arizona, and Texas. Is it all part of the same thing?
It is. It's all part of the same thing. And, you know, like I said before, it used to just be people and, you know, you'd smuggle across 15 or 20 people and they'd go on their way and you'd take your $1,000 or whatever it was as a smuggler. But as the border has become tightened, the stakes are higher. And, yeah, it's just a full-blown turf war, and the stakes are now – it's not just drugs and people either. There's also guns that get smuggled across the border, and they're very serious about defending their turf, serious enough to kill people, to hold them up for their money. And to abduct family members as well.
If we can't go by the numbers, how do we know that it's gotten worse?
Well, because the police are saying, you know, they're busier than ever with this. There are certain ways you can tell just by, you know, when you interview somebody, you can see the look on their face, and this is an epidemic. I mean, this has been several years ago now. I went out into the desert off of Interstate 10, and not very far off of Interstate 10 either. That was a kind of a prime dumping ground for people who would be killed and dumped in the desert. And we had a spate here where there was two and three a week, which had never happened before. And that's just one little area off of Interstate 10 that the police happen to know about and were willing to talk about. You just get a feel. I know it's not a good answer to say, well, I can't say there's 25 now and 150 this week, but you get a feel when something is bad from the police, even if they're not going to give you specific numbers about how bad things are. You can just kind of tell, if you will.
Mark, it sounds like some of these incidences are incredibly bold, snatching people from malls, running people off the side of the road in their cars. Is this something that you see out in the open, or for the most part, what you're reporting to us, is this happening under the radar?
It's very much under the radar. I mean, there are places in every city that you don't want to go, but it's not like I can take you down to a part of Phoenix and say, look at that guy, he's a smuggler, or look at that guy, he's working for a smuggler. Obviously, you can drive around street corners now almost any place in America and tell who illegal immigrants are who've been brought across and just want a job, looking for work. But it's very complex. And I want to go back to something you said a second ago about how bold some of these crimes are. There was a teenage girl standing out in front of a house in South Phoenix. The house was believed to be that of a drug smuggler. And they knew that this drug smuggler had family and had teenage kids. Well, somebody from a rival cartel pulled up in a car, snatched this girl, threw her in the back of the car, drove away, called the guy and said, hey, we've got your daughter, and we're going to kill her if we don't get X number of dollars. As it turned out, the girl was not even related to that family member. And one way or another, she wound up being freed unharmed. But you mentioned bold. That's about as bold as it gets. I think she was 13 or 14 years old and was not even related to them. They just assumed that she was, and they snatched her.
What kind of impact is this going to have on people who aren't involved in this? Do you have people, literally other shoppers at malls, other people standing around in neighborhoods who are also at risk?
I don't think so. I mean, the parts of town and the parts of the city of Phoenix where this typically happens, I don't spend a lot of time in parts of Phoenix where there are a lot of gangs. But just from what I've heard and from people I've talked to, people on our Latino Affairs desk have not said that it's a huge problem where you have to be afraid to go to the mall. Generally, people who are involved in this and their family members tend to know it, unless you're an innocent 13-year-old girl standing in front of somebody's house who happens to be a smuggler. I don't want to say the danger rate has gone through the roof and people are looking over their shoulders at shopping malls and things like that. I wouldn't say that's happening.
Mark, last question for you. What is law enforcement doing, and is it some kind of joint task force where you're talking about both state, local, and federal officers or detectives are involved?
Everybody's involved, even into the ICE, the Customs Enforcement Bureau is involved in this, as well as local police. But they can only do so much. It's kind of like enforcing the border laws. I mean, if you have smugglers who are willing to smuggle people across for a certain number of dollars, and the higher that price goes, the more risks they're willing to take. I mean, Border Patrol agents will tell you it's hard to defend the border. It really is. And it's hard to hire Border Patrol agents for what they get paid. But I guess back to your original question, yes, everyone is involved in this, right down to local police. The Maricopa County Sheriff here, whom you all know as Sheriff Joe, who's supposedly the quote-unquote toughest sheriff in America, is very involved, at least talking about trying to slow illegal immigrants, but also trying to stop this drug trafficking. And he has actually reached out to local law enforcement agencies, Phoenix police, suburban police around Phoenix, to really try to crack down and to give them the authority to do usually what the county sheriff would, which is to try to make arrests when they see things happening and to try to slow this down. But it's very difficult. Frankly, the police are outmanned in some instances. The smugglers who are coming across are using more sophisticated weapons than the police have. So it's a very difficult challenge.
Mark Moran, many thanks for that report.
You're welcome.
Mark Moran is the news director for KJZZ, and he joined us from Phoenix.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. You know, we're always on here at The Takeaway. Now, the government's financial bailout plan is topic number one on Capitol Hill today. And the big three automakers are pleading for money. It's all coming to a head. Where would you like to see that money go? Let us know. 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Here's today's Takeaway.
The way that the transition is operating so far is entirely consistent with how he has run the campaign. And that is just calm and deliberate, with the exception of the Hillary Clinton potential appointment.
That Chicago Sun-Times, Lynn Sweet. Take our podcast to go every morning. If you missed anything, you can subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. I'm Dora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. This is The Takeaway.